okay, I'm really not going to sit here and have you think about it. But you do need to think about it, because that's what Jesus did. He read from the scroll, from Isaiah, and then he sat down. What's the sermon there? What's the story? What are we to be about learning? And so may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Once upon a time, quite a while ago, I was born into a family that went to church all the time. We moved into Ohio, and my family became quite active in the churches in Ohio. I grew up, spent time in Bluffton and Tiffin. We moved to New Jersey and went to college, trying to figure out what it was in my life that I needed to be doing. So I went to college and thought, oh, I'll be a teacher. That didn't quite feel just right. There was more to it. God continued to push those gifts upon me. And so I went to seminary. After graduating from seminary and being ordained, I started my first church in Wisconsin. Not in Ohio, but in Wisconsin. And then we came back to Ohio, my call in Van Wert County. And I gathered with the other clergy and the colleagues, many of those people who had known me when I was a child. Many of those people who had seen the different things that we do as children. Some lots of fun and some pushing the envelope. And it was always one of the twins. Oh, look, there's Mindy and Cindy and little Pam. Coming back to a place that I had grown up in. Trying now to find the authority and the respect as a pastor and a colleague. To be with the other clergy, many of who were close to retirement, but who had not retired yet. My dad, who was the conference minister of Ohio. So I come to my first annual gathering, having been ordained about 5 years. And it so happens that every annual gathering was a time where it was my parents' anniversary. And so, for some reason, both of my sisters were at this annual gathering for Ohio, and we did these things called speak outs, where you would sign up and you could talk about anything that you wanted to talk about. So we went to Heidelberg College. At that point, it was still college, and the churches in Ohio met. And I signed up for a speak out, and the moderator of the Ohio conference at that time was Sam Schreier. Sam Schreier knew me from when I was quite young. He and my dad were close friends and colleagues. He had not seen me in a while. And so he waited, and he had Cindy, Pam, and myself. He announced it was our speak out. But instead of using the respect and the authority of a colleague, his words were, well, little Mindy, Cindy, and Pammy have something to share with us. Hard to gain respect and authority in the church in an area that you grew up in. Well, we seem to have kind of come full circle, as I am now the moderator of the Ohio Conference, and I do think that I have worked hard with the respect and the authority from the area. But hear these words. Listen to where Jesus came from. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. The scroll was handed to him, and he said this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. You see the crux of the matter here? Someone who had grown up, who they had seen be a child. And we know that children sometimes aren't always making the wisest choices. And we know that sometimes children push us to the limits. We also know that children are loved without a doubt and unconditionally. But not all children are. Some children are taken from their homes or taken in their places where they go to school or have no one to care for them. And they are put in positions to be sex trafficked, to be human trafficked, or into the sex trade. But Jesus was in a place that knew him. And he sat down after he read these words that changed the lives of many. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Those words for those time were so scary for them. And then instead of talking about them, he sits down and says, "Today, these words have been fulfilled." Once upon a time, we all have to stand up in our faith. We all have to live our faith. We all have to go out in the community and share the Spirit of the Lord, to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim the release of captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The church, we are gathered, but the church is wide. Here, as we gather, may we know that our faith challenges us to go out into the world.
Lately, it seems that we are getting more and more confused about what a church actually is. So let's take some time to set the record straight. Church is not a building, though a building can be used by a church. Church is not a denomination, though a set of beliefs should be important to a church. Church is not about Sunday, though a church should not forsake meeting together. Church is not about one person or personality, though every church should be pastored. And church is not about size or growth, though every church is called to make disciples. So don't think of church as an address or a location, but rather think of church as mobile and on the move. Don't think of church as something built or planted, but rather think of church as something deployed. Don't think of church as where you are for an hour each week, but rather what you are every day of the week, because the church is the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Feet shouldn't sit still. Hands shouldn't be idle. Feet go. Hands do. This is the church. Church isn't what you're sitting through right now, because you are the church. Now go and be the church.
Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Amen.